Baltimore, Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A grand jury has indicted former Trump advisor John Bolton on charges he allegedly unlawfully transmitted and retained classified documents. In a statement this evening and speaking about the president, Bolton saying, quote, I look forward to the fight to defend my lawful conduct and to expose his abuse of power. The White House says President Trump spoke on the phone with Russian President Putin today. This is the president gets ready to host Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House tomorrow. In Illinois, a federal judge accusing federal agents of violating a restraining order that she issued last week.
After seeing images of violent clashes in Chicago ending with tear gas used on protesters, a judge says federal agents who have body cameras must wear them during the Trump administration's sweeping immigration crackdown.
ABC's Alex Perez in Chicago. Day 16 of the government shutdown. And Republicans and Democrats in the Senate failed for the 10th time to pass a bill to reopen the government. This is ABC News. In Oklahoma, the new state education superintendent appearing to roll back a recent controversial change planned for classrooms. ABC's Jim Ryan.
Last year, then-Oklahoma school superintendent Ryan Walters issued his mandate.
Every teacher, every classroom in the state will have a Bible in the classroom.
Walters has now left for the private sector, and Governor Kevin Stitt has named longtime educator Lindell Fields to replace him. Under pressure from the Oklahoma Supreme Court, the education department's Tara Thompson says,
Superintendent Fields has no plans to distribute Bibles,
but does plan to give local districts a greater say in how they're run. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Health officials have identified the first severe Mpox patient without recent travel history in a patient in Long Beach, California. The unidentified man required hospitalization for a severe strain of the disease and is now recovering in isolation at home. Officials say the risk to the general public remains low, and they're currently working to determine the patient's possible source of exposure. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or two tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the mid-70s. Temperatures start to fall back for this weekend as we dry out. Currently 57 degrees.
WGBW. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. Silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Echoing the wells of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the
sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence. Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? You know it's gonna make it that much better.
and party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought her walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. Sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da. Door and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da.
Goodbye. Local news, timeless hits. It's 97.9 FM, WGBW. Well, not only do we play songs you're familiar with, we got the people on the radio to play them, people you're familiar with as well. 9 to 2 during your workday or any time during the day, Laura McKenna's back on the air playing the timeless hits, keeping you posted with local news, and kind of filling you in on some of the things going on in her life. Laura's a blast. Laura McKenna, weekdays 9 to 2 on WGBW.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
97.9 FM.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night. Let's twist a while.
Lean out, lean back, lean out, lean back. One, two, three. Now five. Now twist.
They're twisting the night. Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night.
7.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
I've been cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be all right? You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. You know it's gonna be all right. All right. All right. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be all right? All right.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Better to love you with Little Red Riding Hood.
station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW.
news and timeless hits on 97.9 FM WGBW. Welcome into the evening. Chris Morrow with more timeless hits on the way. Stay close for some of the great ones, the Beatles, Simon and Garfunkel, and more after this.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
ABC
News. I'm Dave Packer. John Bolton, President Trump's national security advisor in his first term, has been indicted on 18 federal charges, including unlawful transmission and retention of national defense information. ABC's Pierre Thomas.
The president has been railing against Bolton for years, ever since he published a tell-all book about his time in the administration, The Room Where It Happened.
He took classified information and he published it.
In a statement this evening, Bolton saying, quote, "For four decades, I've devoted my life to America's foreign policy and national security. I would never compromise those goals." A U.S. official telling ABC News that the military conducted another airstrike today targeting a suspected drug vessel in the Caribbean. And ABC News has learned that three nuclear-capable B-52 heavy bombers flew for hours less than 90 miles from Venezuela. His family says KISS founding member and lead guitarist Ace Frehley died peacefully at home today, surrounded by family after a recent fall at home. He was 74. This is ABC News. Nearly 300,000 Dodge Darts have been recalled after an earlier recall didn't work. ABC's Chuck Sievertson explains.
The danger is some of the cars could suddenly roll, says the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Some as old as iPhone 5s and PlayStation 4s can have a shifter cable that can detach from the transmission, preventing the vehicle from shifting in a park. A similar recall was issued in 2019 for the defect when the remedy was to replace the transmission cables. But that failed, and notices of a new remedy still under development will be mailed to owners. Regulators say there is no word of any accidents or injuries.
An outlook from the U.S. Energy Information